This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Randall now in St. Louis. Good morning, Randall.
Morning. My question is, if you, there's about 10% of the children in the United States who are hungry, and I appreciate your concern about abortion. However, you know, if we've got 10% of the country's children already facing a lack of food security, why would we want to add more to that?
Add more what to that?
Add more children.
Well, I wonder how you'd answer this question, Randall. Which do you think is worse, to let a child go hungry or to kill that child?
I think it's comparably worse, because you're basically killing them slowly without proper nutrition.
So you're saying, I want to make sure I've got you on record here, you're saying that it would be better to kill that child than to, for whatever reason, allow that child to go hungry. You're saying that, actually?
Let me slightly adjust that.
Okay.
Once again, a supported child is much, much better than an unsupported child. How's that?
Sure, that's true. But you're bringing up the issue of abortion, which involves the direct killing of that child in the womb. So I just want to make sure I understand, and really I want to make sure you understand what you're really advocating for. It sounds to me like as big of a problem as child hunger is, and it is a terrible problem that we should work on, you would prefer to kill the child rather than run the risk of that child maybe going hungry at some point? Are you serious?
To me, your stance or your approach is different than I would word it, obviously. It's to me a very important decision to bring a child into the world. Yes. I've got a couple of kids myself. Mm-hmm. When our first was on the way, we had some tests done, and you know, I was like, well, these tests are interesting and all, but you know, what exactly are the results? And this is about 10 years ago. If they come up positive, it was like, for, and you may know what I'm talking about, DSM-13, is that correct?
Or some, I think so, yeah. It's a,
And I posed to the nurse, if this is positive, what then? And there was a lack of silence, or a lack of response, basically, of what to do then next.
Because nobody really wants to say the words, let's kill it. I mean, that's the reality of it. I could understand why there'd be that awkward silence. You know, let's kill this unborn child rather than run the risk of there being a problem. But I mean, I personally can't understand how any compassionate human being could take this position and choose death over the possibility of a problem with hunger, as bad as that is. It's far less bad than being killed.
Well, I disagree. I mean, I heard you say that it was a heinous to have slavery, 100 years, 150 years ago, whatever, but that at least the person was surviving. I personally disagree with that.
You don't think it was heinous that slavery was heinous?
No. Oh, come on. You know better than that. I'm not saying that by any stretch. I'm saying that slavery is bad. I don't think abortion is worse. You said abortion was worse.
So which is worse, enslaving somebody or killing that person?
A miserable life, I don't think, is worth living.
Why should your opinion, Randall, in any way be the determinant over whether or not some innocent person lives or dies? Why should that person have to die just because you don't think his life is worth living?
I could say the exact same thing back to you.
Say it. I mean, that's a question I'm asking you. I don't hear an answer. I mean, why should you determine whether or not an innocent person gets to live or not just because you don't think his quality of life would be up to your exacting specifications? Why? Why should you have that power?
I don't know that I'm saying that per se. I haven't really thought of it in that way. I'll say that much. Grant you that much.
Okay.
I also, what my intent for all human, all creatures, I guess, is that I think we should have the ability to have a solid life, a good life, a, you know, a positive life, a life worth living, etc. If you aren't starting out with that basic need of decent food or a sufficient amount of food, if you're not starting out with that base level of security and from like getting whipped, then I think you are would be in the minority of folks who are in that category. And I believe that's kind of what panned out in Ohio, et cetera.
Oh, fair enough. And I just wanted you to say it in your own words, but I can't go along with this notion that because it's possible that somebody might have hunger or some other debilitating problem, that therefore the solution to that is to kill that person, which is what you're advocating. I mean, that's what you're advocating.
I would counter advocate that we need to certainly, absolutely solve the problem of hunger first. Then you can worry more about the abortion problem.
Well, if you've killed the unborn child, he's never going to eat anything, ever.
But we're bringing children into the world that have insufficient amounts of sustainment to thrive.
So?
And?
So we should kill them instead of running the risk that they might be hungry at some point? You're actually saying that? Do you actually believe that killing an innocent person is better than running the risk that he or she might go hungry at some point? You're actually saying that?
They are hungry is what I'm telling you.
Well, no, they're not hungry yet because they're in the womb. They haven't been born yet. We're talking about abortion here. If you're in the womb, you haven't had a hamburger yet. You're living off of your mother's production of nutrients for you. So these children who are in the womb, you're advocating killing them because they might go hungry at some point in the future. And you're saying that killing them is better than running the risk that they might go hungry. And by the way, your own figure, you're saying 10%. So what about the other 90% correct. Of the kids who probably are never going to go hungry? Should we kill them too?
No.
And how do you know?
Of course not.
And how do you know which kid is going to go hungry? Let's say you've got 100 moms who are pregnant. How do you choose, if you want to prevent 10% of them from going hungry, which 10 of them do you kill through abortion?
I'm not arguing any of this. You're complicating the argument of...
No, you're the one who said, let's rehearse, about 10% of the kids in the U.S. live with hunger. That was your leading premise.
Live with hunger.
Right. Yes. Okay. So if we take that figure and say, let's look at 100 women who are expecting a baby, which of those 10 out of the 100, the 10%, do you kill because they might go hungry? How do you make that decision?
I don't make that decision. The mother does.
Well, what I'm saying is,
and they can,
you're advocating for abortion of, I'm assuming, only maybe 10% because the other 90% are going to have, three square meals a day. But how do you determine which of those 10% should die?
No. They have the option. If the Ohio thing had not passed, they might not have the option. Presently in St. Louis, my wife had a technical abortion. It was post our first daughter's birth. Technically, she had an abortion.
Yeah, but an abortion that we're talking about is the intentional killing of the unborn life. It sounds to me like what you're talking about is a miscarriage, which in some cases is classified as an abortion, but it's a different kind of thing when somebody intentionally kills that unborn child.
Okay, I can agree with that, and I can appreciate that viewpoint. I really can. The problem is the lack of option, and again... I'm not telling any Catholic to go out and get an abortion, nor any non-Catholic for that matter. What I am saying is without that option, you're risking the lives of other women.
Well, now you're shifting the ground of the discussion. Now you're talking about the lives of other women. You led with the premise that it's a hunger issue for 10% of the kids. Randall, I am really glad you called. I hope you will call me back. But your words speak for themselves. What you're advocating is to kill an innocent person rather than run the risk that he might go hungry at some point. He also might not go hungry. And why should you decide that he must die because maybe there's a chance that he might go hungry? Let's talk again, Randall, but thank you for your intervention. I appreciate it. Cyrus, when I was talking to the gentleman, very articulate guy, but he and I are on both, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to this issue of abortion. But I couldn't help but think of you, because you've shared before, like when you grow up, it wasn't all roses and sweetness and happiness for you, was it?
Yeah, I'm one of the 10% that Randall would have killed. Or he would have been supportive of killing. In favor of killing. I'm sorry, yeah. Randall. I didn't mean to say it like that.
So what do you mean by that? Because he was talking about hunger and stuff like that. Do you mind sharing?
I don't mind at all. It's the truth. And I never want to shy away from what is real. So I grew up in extreme poverty. And a single mother, and she was on...
You lived in a car for a while,
I did live in a car. She was on drugs and partying when I was conceived. Thankfully, she gave that up while she was raising me. But she worked constantly, so I was always alone. And I never knew where the next meal was coming from. And fortunately, I chose really, really good friends along the way. But those first 3-4 years, I definitely would have been someone in that 10% that Randall said maybe they'd be better off if they weren't here. And so I thank God my mom chose life.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And
Mom.
I mean, you have a wonderful marriage to Melanie. You have
my beautiful children. I have a ridiculously blessed life. Yeah. I work with you. I work at Relevant Radio. I am surrounded by wonderful people, and none of this would have been possible if I had been killed.
And you know, you're right about that, and we're so grateful that your mom did choose life. To think in terms of how Randall was framing it about, you know, 10% of the kids are going hungry. You did go hungry.
I did go hungry.
But your life is a success. And we do go through, some people more than others, obviously, go through difficult times. And they suffer deprivation, as you did. I've never lived in a car. Thank God my parents always had the wherewithal to put a roof over our heads. But you made it. You're a survivor. And you have a wonderful life to show for it. But what a hideous thing to imagine that there are probably the majority of people in this country now who would favor aborting you just because you might go hungry at some point, which you did, but look at you now. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that people would look at it that way.
Yeah, so I can never agree with someone with Randall's position. Life is sacred.
The thought process doesn't pan out. It really doesn't.
Right.
I think you're proof of that. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.